What we're doing is we're working with the cutters to bring forward, and even, you know, to be really frank, even the cutters themselves have their own suggested amendments to their original bill. And this quite often happens throughout the parliamentary process. A bill is put before the House. There's certain criticisms or amendments that should be made to that original bill, and that's what we've been working on. So, you know, we've had really fruitful discussions with the CAPs in relation to their original bill and in relation to our proposed exposure draft.
Have you finalised your amendments at this stage?
We've had some fantastic discussions between us and with, you know, interested parties. We've still got a couple of weeks to go, and, you know, I'm confident that we'll have something that both sides will be happy with.
Bill Byrne has said that supporting this legislation, anybody who does, would effectively be delusional. Deb Frecklington, are you delusional?
Look, you know, I'm really disappointed that that's the minister's stance on that. But what the LNP has always tried to do is we have tried to achieve a workable solution to the sugar monopoly that is really threatening those regional cane growers. It's unfortunate that the minister has sort of missed that point, and he isn't listening to numerous people that are explaining to him. And I heard Barnaby Joyce on your program yesterday explaining to him that there is an issue, and that issue does need to be addressed.
But that said, Barnaby Joyce hasn't acted on it. He's just passed it back to the states, effectively.
Well, the state is in control of the Sugar Act, and so that is why, you know, we find that it's very important that we support our cane growers in this way. And, I mean, it is up to the state to amend the Sugar Act, if that is what needs amending. The federal government did have the Sugar Marketing Task Force report, and it certainly contained recommendations regarding a code of conduct. I mean, that's another trigger that Bill Byrne should certainly think, you know, well, obviously there's more people than just him suggesting that this is a good idea.
But are there deep divisions within the LNP? That is what Bill Byrne was suggesting, both between Libs and Nats, but then also between the state and federal members, because the national side of things is about protecting farmers. The Liberal ideology is for free trade and free markets. So do the two really come together on sugar marketing?
Look, when it comes to that, I'm an extremely proud member of the LNP, and I really have no idea why Bill Byrne is trying to now get involved in those sort of petty politics. It's quite incredible to me that he's not looking at the key issue, and that key issue is let's support this vital sugar industry in Queensland.
But he says there's no market failure, and what this legislation would do would in fact threaten millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars worth of investment from milling companies.
Look, it's unfortunate that the minister is so misguided on the issue and what is before the parliament in relation to this bill. This isn't about re-regulating the sugar industry. It's about giving our growers a choice. There is a monopoly market in this industry. Cane growers have one person to sell through. They have no process of dispute resolution. What we're looking at doing is linking it back to the cane supply agreement. Now, that's an agreement that cane growers have to negotiate with the millers about.
But they can also negotiate that on a commercial basis themselves.
Oh, without a doubt, but it hasn't happened. We've been requesting that to be happening for the last 18 months, and unfortunately, we're at the situation now where it is clear that this industry needs this support. And, it, you know, it's unfortunate the Bill is trying to play politics with this. I mean, if he had another argument or a decent argument, he wouldn't be trying to get into gutter politics and trying to say this has become a divisive issue.
But even if the KAP members, the two of them, Robbie Katter and Shane Knuth, voted for that legislation amended by the LNP, and all the LNP members did as well, it still wouldn't pass Parliament. You would need one more vote, and that being the vote of Billy Gordon. Do you really see that you can get legislation through the Queensland Parliament?
Look, we've been working very hard for an outcome for the cane growers.
But would you be willing to accept Billy Gordon's vote to get this legislation through the House?
Well, look, this is a matter of it being before the House and seeing the way the votes fall on the evening.
But you've been very critical, and your party very critical of Billy Gordon. Would you accept his vote to get this legislation through the House?
Well, it's an interesting question because that is why we attempted to change the legislation, to see who was voting in the House. I mean, that's a whole other issue altogether. The Labor Party rejected that. And so, you know, Billy Gordon has a vote in the House, and how he votes, that's up to him. It's not for us to reject or accept a vote.
But it could be his vote that sees this legislation through. You'd be happy for that to be the case?
What I'm really concerned about is ensuring the future viability of the sugar industry in Queensland. And we have consulted both widely and at length in relation to this issue. We've talked about this issue a lot. The federal government has talked about this issue a lot. We really need to get a secure outcome for the sugar industry in Queensland, and that's what I'm working towards.